Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I'm constantly, working to be highly efficient. And the topic this week has to do with noticing that you're creeping further and further away from the commitments you've made to yourself. And there's one reason that I've discovered that I do that over time. And it's when I feel like I've become too rigorous or too scheduled or too rigid, there's a part of me that rebels against that. And I'd imagine there's some of you who, when you get too playful, too joyful, too intuitive, too flexible, that becomes a trouble for you as well. So there's whatever our natural state is, our powerful state, our easy to be in state, we typically have to balance that out to be productive or to bring the well-rounded characteristics to our daily life so that we're not in the extreme. And once in a while, my structured part of myself, the analyzer part of myself that isn't as natural is the part of myself that senses, feels, goes with the flow, those two get in some conflict. And it takes for me to go to the next level. It's taking levels of structured time, scheduling, sticking with the plan that another part of me has always enjoyed being liberated from. And I've got this dichotomy that I get to work with, and likely all of you have the same thing. It may be in a different area, but every so often you may notice that a part of yourself that you've created more structure around, or a part of yourself that you've welcomed in to balance another part of yourself, once in a while gets rejected, or there's some pushback from the other part of you that's your more comfortable position. So for me, it's a rebellion from the structure. If I get overly structured, so one of the ways that I combat that, I appease that part of myself that's asking for more freedom by just stopping for a moment, pausing, and going into a place where I can be in the now moment so I can sort and rebalance. And that's what I did this weekend, this four days in a row. And I've been sharing pictures this week of Spirit River. Because when I went down the morning I was going to leave, I hadn't been feeling good. And when I went down to the river to meditate, I didn't want to waste the opportunity to meditate along the river before I came back into my normal scheduled life. And even though I wasn't feeling great, I ventured down the path and down to the water. When I looked into the water, the moment was so rich. The light coming out of the sky, it had been cloudy. All of a sudden, there was a light that came out of the clouds, bounced off the water, reflected. The morning mist, to start curling up from the water, which the Ho-Chunk Native Americans there call those water spirits. You could see those water spirits curling up and lifting off the water, and I knew that it was still early enough that this could be going on for some time, but I didn't have a lot of time, and I just felt compelled. I ran back up the hill, ran back up the path, got my paddleboard, came back down, navigated down the hill, got into the water, and I proceeded to have at least an hour and a half of completely uninterrupted time on the water, standing on the surface of the water on my paddleboard, sitting on the board and letting the current take me through the narrows, which is an area of the Wisconsin River that narrows and the current picks up and the canyons are steep. It's quite beautiful. And in that moment, and what I'm sharing with you is this, in our moments where we go to the places. We make the pilgrimage to the places, the powerful places for us. The truth gets re-revealed. We get the groundedness. We get the knowing. We get the reacquainting ourselves with our authenticity in those moments. So that's where I went. That's where I go. I have several places I go. That's one of the most powerful. And in there, then I can see what is out of balance. I can see what I need to provide for myself. And in that 4 days, finally in that morning, I was able to see that I needed more time like that. I needed the opportunity to let myself completely be in the moment, be in the present, not be thinking about other things that get to happen or things that have happened or things that could be corrected or appointments that I have or things that are coming up or things that I get to schedule. Just a stoppage. We've talked about meditating in the last few weeks, and this is the most beautiful meditation for me. It's an active, fully aware meditation. There's nothing like it for me. I'm totally, totally engrossed in the detail of the now moment, the water. As I came down the hill with my board, two turkeys came out of their roost in the treetops. Kind of, they're not graceful. They crashed out and made their way across the river to two other trees. Once I got into the edge of the water, an eagle coasted through there. It proceeded from there. I could notice everything. Little bits of green circulating under the water. Certain birds making certain sounds. A pileated woodpecker on the island pecking in a slow way that no other woodpecker, no other cadence is made by a woodpecker like that. It's slow and deep. And then when they fly, they make a certain sound. They fly noisy. They make a call throughout their flight. So you can tell exactly where they're going. And by the end of my trip around Black Hawk Island on the way back to my land, I did finally see one actually flying. So it's in those moments where my being is stopped in its tracks. Where do you stop in your tracks? Where is that place for you? When you find yourself getting out of balance, go to that place. It's well worth it. Take the time. Make the pilgrimage. The pilgrimage is important because it prepares you. All the while you're preparing. And then when you get there, time can stop for you. And you can really pay attention to the present. And that opens your being to that communication with everything that's around you, with all that is, with the quantum field, with that God force. That's when you'll be flooded with the ideas, or you'll just get the nudge, the perfect nudge about what you can adjust so easily to get back on track. And all the while, your spirit, your energy, the parts of you that are not your body will get so rejuvenated. So today, my coaching for you is a shared experience of incredible groundedness and grounding and authenticity and feeling of connection and power with all that is the universe. And making a big wish for you and a call to action that you go to your powerful place and let yourself be there. And see what comes of that. If you do this assignment, I don't care how long it takes you, go onto the Facebook page and share it. Share what you experienced and share a picture of that spot for us so we can enjoy it with you. And have a beautiful, beautiful morning, evening, or afternoon, whatever you're experiencing, and sending you love.